One other thing, when you start, if you watch football, you saw a very physical Tampa Bay Buccaneers team against the Browns. We'll talk about Gerald McCoy in a minute, and just, you know, what a force he is. But one thing Coach Smith made clear to me as well was, and if you watch UPS Logistics of the game this week, he says that Bucs game, you know, in week three, don't even think that's this. These are two different teams, and that result means nothing. So I think I've heard a lot of people like, oh, Tampa, we crushed them. Two things on that. It was a short week. You were at home, and you caught a little momentum. You got all the momentum in that game, and anything that could go wrong for them went wrong. Do you sense – I'll start with you, Reed. Do you sense that the players do realize that Bucs game is different? This is a totally different game you're going to play.
Yeah, Matt Ryan debunked that myth yesterday in the locker room when he said, listen, after we took care of Tampa the next week or shortly thereafter, they went out and beat a tough Pittsburgh team who now is really on fire. So it's a week-to-week business in this league. What have you done for me lately? And that was a long time ago, obviously, back in week three, I believe. So clearly these guys are focused on, you know what, it's 0-0. We have 8 games to go, and we're going to try to make a run for the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, that's the great thing about the NFL is that any given Sunday, right? Let's get the cliche tracker up because you just had one. I'll take one there. But it's true. Is that the league is set up for a lot of parity, and you hear that every year. But I think you really see it in practice. Is that, you know, the Bucs can face the Falcons and lose 56-14, and then go and beat Pittsburgh, which, oh, by the way, is a pretty hot team right now. So that's what's great about the league. And I'm just like you. I caution anybody who thinks that Falcons are just going to go down to Raymond James and just walk all over this team, because you look back at and we were talking about this earlier this week, is that the Falcons traditionally struggle a little bit in Raymond James Stadium. It's always, you know, there's been some wins in the last few years there, but they're always very close. Different teams, yeah, we're what we're talking about, but, you know, going on the road and obviously winning outside is a bit of a challenge for this Falcons team. So, you know, the venue kind of comes into play a little bit.